This is Twit.
All right, let's talk about Astro. The $1,000 now. This one's a little more expensive. The robot, which, like a lot of, look, you know, we had an advertiser. It was actually Bosch that was advertising a robot they never made. They gave everybody their money back. There's been a lot of companies making home robots, none of which seem to do much. And this is no different.
I was going to say, this one doesn't seem to do much of anything either. Sorry.
Yeah, this is the Astro. Here's a motherboard article in which they talked to some developers, one of whom says, Astro is terrible. Wait a minute, I got to read you the quote.
It will throw itself down any flight of stairs it can
exactly.
find.
Exactly. Astro is terrible and will almost certainly throw itself down a flight of stairs if presented the opportunity. The person detection is unreliable at best, making the in-home security proposition laughable. The device feels fragile for something with an absurd cost. The mast has broken on several devices, locking itself in the extended or retracted position, and there's no way to ship it to Amazon when that happens. Now, admittedly, this is a guy who did work on it. It's not currently working on it. Maybe the early prototypes weren't as good as the version they're going to sell, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay.
So, Stacy, tell us what Astro, how did Amazon pitch Astro?
So Amazon's big, I should tell you, the big overarching theme of the presentation was ambient intelligence. They said this phrase like 15 to 20 times throughout the entire hour. It was just everybody, that was their thing. And the idea here is that your home is becoming smarter. And we're all for that, usually. The way Amazon's doing it's a little freaky. But so Astro's ambient intelligence is that it can roam around because you have all these devices and they can gather some intelligence, but they're physically stuck. So this and the drone are designed to, Amazon pitched it as something that can wander around your house and check things out for you.
It's kind of like a fire tablet on a stick, extensible stick with wheels. So it's like a tablet.
You have to sit on the floor to use it.
Well, no, it'll go up.
Well, okay, no. So it will roll around your house at 1 meter per second, which is really fast.
Yeah.
And it also has a periscope camera on it. So the periscope extends 42 inches.
Let me look at the keyhole of your bedroom.
Yeah. So it's basically like, hey, you know, did I leave the stove on? I guess you could walk around,
checking out things.
It has a cup holder in the back.
It has a cup Amazon holder?
Yeah, for a beer.
So if I were in the kitchen, I could send someone drinks.
And you could say that because it knows people. So you could say, send Andrew this beer. Oh, there it is. It's going to dock. Okay.
It's docking. It can only work on one floor. They did a lot of effort talking about like, hey, it's cute. It reminds me of actually of Anki Vector, if y'all remember that robot. It's super cute. It sounds
not
very
not quite
chirpy.
As good as the eyes of the Anki, but okay.
No, but it sounds a lot like the Anki. And you know, I don't think for $1,000 there is a pressing need for a security perspective. I do wonder if with its quote unquote personality and some of the features, if it might become kind of like, you know how Aibo really made a lot of lonely people happier by being kind of personable with them?
Right.
Okay. I do wonder if this could have that role, because there is, they also talked about it from the aging in place perspective. Like you could say, hey, go find grandpa. So if you wanted your dad to take his pills, Jeff, you could be like, go find dad. It goes and rolls up to him and then you say, dad, take your pills.
Yeah.
That's cool. So that's, but it's bless way you. Too early. I hate that Amazon is like, hey, pay $1,000 for us.
Well,
to,
there's
like,
early adopters. There's early adopters in the world who will. I mean, a lot of people.
Yeah.
Are you buying one, Leo?
No, this reminds me so much of the Bosch robot that we did.
Jibo? Was that the
not
one?
Jibo? I think it was Jibo. Orb. Oh no, we have a Jibo. That was static.
The
name of the Bosch robot.
I remember you guys Orby? Having the iPad on a stick that rolled around.
Yeah, that actually still exists.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, they've gotten better and better. I gave that to somebody because it was an outdated device because of the Oh, what was the name of that sponsor we had? Gosh, I can't remember. Anybody remember? I can't remember off the top of my head. But
Mikey? Rockster?
Okay, the fact that there are so many names tells you something. This is a product category.
Oh, Rockster is their vacuum.
Everybody's trying to get...
Curry!
That's it. The Curry.
I gotcha.
Yeah. And it was being... I went down to see it, and it was being developed.
Mashed potato.
And the real problem was it... With it was, it didn't really do anything. It was it was able to wander around, but it just didn't do anything.
And that's the same here. I mean, this robot will recognize your face theoretically, although it sounds like it has problems with that. But I mean, it's not going to fold your laundry. It doesn't even vacuum your floors. It's not going to, you know. So,
but it will turn your lights off.
Amazon talked about
it.
Oh, I'm so sorry, y'all. Being like a surveillance kind of
robot. When Gadget says that Amazon is turning into a personal security company, if you add all this stuff up, is that
no, I mean, that's no. Amazon is so many things. It's certainly going into that.
A suite of personal security things.
Yeah,
that's part of a suite.
Well, what was that phrase they kept saying?
Ambient intelligence?
Ambient computing.
Yeah, that's, I think, more to the point than security.
Well, and I wonder, remember when the Amazon Look camera came out and they used that actually to gather so much data about like outfits and fashion?
Yeah.
And then they launched their own fashion clothing line. I kind of wonder if this is a way for Amazon to get a lot of data, casual data about what lives in people's homes. Like, I mean, and I don't think it's necessarily nefarious exactly, but I mean,
this is always going to be Amazon's problem.
You'll know that my child has this type of backpack.
Yeah,
or
I don't think they're doing
I
that.
I have this type of appliances.
Because the
hazard. There's a lot of information.
The hazard for them would be so great of doing that.
Oh,
that
I hold bet, on. I can't hear y'all. You.
That's what I thought. She's turned me off.
Okay, ask again.
I don't think they're doing that because if they got caught doing that, it would be such a problem. But I don't think they need to do that to get value out of this. I think partly what they're trying to do is desperately figuring out how this can be of use. They want to be. They think this is going to be the next big thing, and I think Echo has shown that there is a valuable market, and they're just expanding that. That's
well,
really
even understanding
what they're
up to. But
like
it's
going to be hard
for them. Think about it. Understanding the number of rooms in your house and gathering. I mean, they can gather state from smart things because they already know. Like
iRobot did that. Remember, they got in a lot of trouble for mapping, but that's how you have to do it because you can't
vacuum. iRobot did not share that information with Amazon. They just shared the fact that you have a kitchen.
Right, but they shared it with themselves. So people are very concerned about this, and that's going to really hamper Amazon's ability to do these kinds of products because of the privacy issue.
Yes and no. I think if they can offer sufficient value. So I have an iRobot that maps my house, and I freaking love it. And I don't care that they know exactly what my house looks like because they do things like say, hey, this is by your kitchen counter. Do you want to set up a vacuum here because it's constantly dirty? And I'm like, thank you. Yes. And they're like, hey, this looks like it's under your couch. Do you want to vacuum here more often? I mean, those are things like if Amazon can deliver you value by like having their robot roam around your home and understand like this is the lighting preference that Stacy has. Let me create an automatic routine for her. Those are going to be hugely valuable to people. And I think the question is, how do technologists and engineers communicate the value of that data to people and build trust in the consumer so they're willing to share that data? And honestly, Amazon isn't there yet. I looked
like
at some of this
idea.
Stuff and this, yeah.
I do like the idea that you mentioned about it being a little personable for people that are lonely because, quite frankly, people are spending $1,000 for dogs to just follow them around.
Yeah, but a dog's an actual living thing as opposed to an
Echo
show.
Yeah, but they don't
wheels.
Do much. I mean,
they require
Kylo
a lot
just
of effort.
Sits over there and snores and farts and, you know, he,
that's
he doesn't
why you
do
love
much
him.
Of anything.
I think honestly what Amazon's doing is really interesting and powerful, just as I thought Sidewalk was really interesting and powerful. And I think it's probably dead on arrival because people, if just imagine if Facebook did all this stuff, people would go crazy. Amazon's almost as bad in people's minds, I think. I know a lot of people. Yeah, you don't have any Echo shows or echoes in your house, right? Because you don't want Echo listening.
No, sir.
I think you're very. I think you.
All I have is the phone, because that's enough listening devices in here. It's just these phones. That's it.
So it's going to be a battle between your thesis, Stacey, which is that these are valuable enough people will overlook the privacy angle. I'm sure that's what Amazon's hoping.
Well, Amazon's getting better at privacy. So there's a couple things to note here. Amazon is doing a lot for privacy, but you also have to ask yourself, Amazon is also not a trustworthy company, even if they're protecting my individual privacy, because as a macro level, they're using data in ways that hurt people. Right. So that's a really subtle distinction that people aren't necessarily making yet. And I don't know if they should. I mean, ethically, I have a lot of problems with what Amazon does. So am I not part of their smart home ecosystem because I don't want to be complicit in that? Am I complicit in it if I have a Ring doorbell? Yes. Those are hard questions. And I don't think many consumers are thinking about them.
That's the thing. So they offer some good stuff, but at what cost?
And it may be that
they're cheap.
They are cheap. I can't believe $250 for this 15-inch display. I mean, that's kind of mind-boggling. I think their commercial success proves that people aren't as worried. The people in our circles are. Everybody I talk to, all of our fans and all of our hosts are terrified. But I think normal people probably aren't.
Not all.
There's one who has no moral panic.
So this week,
I wish that thing would do more. You know, it just follows.
Well, if you had an Echo, but if you had an Echo show, you would say that this 15-inch Echo show screen, this replaces the family bulletin board. I mean, this is really great.
Okay,
but you won't have one of these in your house, right?
There's got to be an alternative if I just want a family bulletin board.
It's less useful, though. No. See, it's more useful than the bulletin board because the camera says, oh, that's Andrew. And then you put up the post-it note that you wrote for Andrew. Watch out for the robot. It's about to steal your shoes. You could put that up there. And I mean, I think that that's really cool. They're even selling it this way. Leave each other sticking notes. Update shopping lists and to-do lists. See your shared and individual calendars. This is clearly to replace the family bulletin board, and I think with much more functionality.
Yeah, that's cool.
I think, and for $250, I think it's
pretty interesting. And you can talk to it to make those things happen.
Right.
Like, if you had to go into the Alexa app, it would be no-go. Yeah. And just saying, hey, tell Andrew to, you know, walk the dog. Put a sticky note on.
That starts to sell.
I think this is of all of them, sounds the most interesting. I think the robot, we're going to see a lot of companies kind of working on making these robots more useful. There's a physicality problem, and maybe only Boston Dynamics will be able to make a robot that can really get things, you know, wash your dishes and stuff.
I, for one, look forward
for 10
to
grand.
Boston.
Yeah.
Minimum. Dynamics in my house, yes.
But Astro is all part of the evolution of this over time and to get people comfortable. That's what Bosch was saying about Curry. The whole idea was to get people comfortable. In fact, in the ad copy, we would say things like, this is your child's first experience of something that they're going to grow up with, which is home robots. So give them a good experience, you know?
Right.